Feeling the body simply sitting. With a friendly awareness. Noticing the touch points. Letting the body sink into relaxation as you notice each of the touch points, possibly in succession or feeling them all together. If you care to, periodically increasing the breath gently letting the breathing help the body to drop. Now, of course, we can always let the other experiences come and go around this focus on the touch points. And then sometimes we'll need to label those experiences. Not a problem. We label them and we let them move through. And we continue to let the body have a chance to relax, release, let go. when we practice in this way, the mind too has a chance to relax. This type of practice is a great antidote for restlessness. Restlessness of the mind, the heart, the body. Keeping intention alive to keep returning to body, to those touch points. Feel them. Explore the sensations in the hands. Notice how much there is to feel. Same too at the bottom, the feet, legs. Keeping the interest alive with the investigative factor of awakening. Ease in the body, ease in the mind heart. With this ease comes clarity. More able to see things as they are. Ease relaxation not for its own sake, but rather for clarity, for insight, for waking up to how things are with a friendly, open heart. Noticing how simple it is. Awareness readily available. And a bit of interest in what we're aware of. In this case, with the touch points. And body settles. Mind, heart settles. And when you're practicing on your own, you might care to lengthen this practice and see what unfolds. The settling, the softening, the ease of heart and mind and body. The clarity and insight that's possible. When we just give ourselves a little bit of time. Time and a friendly intention to be aware and to notice in an almost investigative way. Simple sensations readily available. And in this last minute, really feeling into the body through the touch points. And dedicating whatever benefits may have accrued to you, dedicating them to your own well-being and that of those whose lives you touch. And listening all the way to the end of the bells to finish.